This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about resisting the urge to retaliate. Recently, we've been talking about the days leading up to Jesus' crucifixion and how he didn't allow himself to become distracted from his life's purpose. We've discussed that one way to become distracted is by being preoccupied with the actions of others. Another way we can be thrown off course is by retaliating in the moment. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about the mob that arrived with torches and swords to arrest Jesus. During that intense moment of confrontation, Peter retaliated as he took his sword and slashed off the ear of one of those who came to arrest Jesus. Sometimes when an injustice occurs, retaliating in the moment can seem like the next logical step because it really becomes a matter about what is fair. And sometimes retaliation can also feel like a show of strength. But as followers of Christ, we know there is a higher calling. We know that true strength comes from being able to stay the course and to be able to endure what God has called you to endure for a greater purpose. That night in the Garden of Gethsemane, despite the grave injustice, Jesus stayed his course. So let your urge to retaliate dissolve right into the hands of God and instead cling to these words. Do not say, "I will repay evil." Wait for the Lord and he will deliver you. Proverbs 20:22. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, resist your urge to retaliate.